Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for that nice introduction. Thanks you guys for being here on the hottest weekend of the entire year. I don't know, I was just sweating in my house last night until about 2 a.m. So hopefully you guys are enjoying this wonderful weather. And we just got done with an amazing summer. Who was able to join us at some point this summer? Anyone in the room? A few people? Good. Excellent. Well, welcome back if you were here last week. Good job remaining. But if you just came back for this weekend, we're really happy to have you, and I'm excited to share some adventure updates with you guys. Like Carrie said, we just had a very busy and successful summer. We served thousands and thousands and thousands of guests through all of our adventure and recreation programs, both here at the Conference Center as well as at Ponderosa and Redwood camps. It's just a great summer of ministry, and I'm super-duper thankful that we had a sterling safety record as well. Every time we get to the end of the summer and everyone goes home in the same shape they came in, that's a good summer. So as we turn our attentions to the fall, just some updates I want to share with you guys. One is about our Sequoia Adventure course. And we actually did course upgrades and improvements to this course before the summer. So if you were here this summer, you would have maybe experienced some of these upgrades that we did to the course. But behind me here, you can see some of the pictures. And really what we were trying to do with this course, when it was originally designed and built in 2008, the folks that designed and built it had the foresight to say, we want this course and we want this program to touch as many people's lives as possible. And we want it to be able to be used intergenerationally so that young kids, medium kids, grown-ups, older folks can all go on the course together and have an experience together. And what we've seen through the last couple years is that this course has become more and more and more popular, not only for folks that are coming for our Mount Hermon programs, but just folks out there in the general population. You might know that for several years we've been using our Redwood Canopy Tour as a tool to draw people to Mount Hermon, where people are actually looking for a Canopy Tour kind of experience. They're searching online. This means searching online. I don't know if you know that. They're searching online, and you know they're looking for that Canopy Tour experience, and so they find Mount Hermon and they come here. And what they always say when they come here on the grounds, especially when it's their first time, is they drive, you know, up the drive that we all know so well. They start looking around. They pull into the field house, which is just beautiful. And, you know, they get out of their car and their eyes are just wide open. Like, what is this place? You know, what else can we do here? And so we've been encouraging people to come back and enjoy the Sequoia Adventure course as that second experience. So if they've done the Canopy Tour, now they can come back and do this. And it's really important for us at Mount Hermon to have these stepping stones where people who have no experience of the faith, no experience of Christianity, can come and join us here, and we have these stepping stones to get them into our other programs and events, and multiple ways that we can actually teach them through these short little times that we have them here. So we made several additions to the Sequoia Adventure course just to help with that. We added some new platforms. We added some new activities. We actually added these camera systems, which is this security case here, but there's an automated camera system on the course now where people, while they're out there, they can pose for a picture at the selfie station. There's a big green button that they push, and it snaps their picture. And then we have one on the zip line as well that takes their picture. And so with that, they're able to take a little memory, you know, of Mount Hermon home with them. And it's been really neat to even just see how those are popping up on social media or to hear, how did you hear about Mount Hermon? Oh, well, I was walking by this coworker's desk space at work, and there was this picture on his screensaver that said Mount Hermon on it. So I went and looked it up, and here I am. So, you know, just all these little ways that we can kind of get out there and help touch people's lives. Another thing that we did to the course this year is we added these things, which are called clickets. And so these are a fall protection safety system. We're the first course on the West Coast to have these. They were designed and built in France, and they've kind of made their way over here to the new world, so to speak. But what's great about them is that once one of them is clipped on, you can't get it off. So there's two arms, and one of them is going to always be connected to the course at all times, which is really nice. That helps me be able to sleep at night, knowing that people aren't going to be standing up there with two clips disconnected and just looking down at the ground. But it also just allows us, again, to bring more different kinds of people, different abilities, even different languages or no languages out onto the course, which is great. Keeps things nice and safe. Now I wanted to transition into talking a little bit about our team building program. So with our Sequoia Adventure course, Like I said, we've been using it a bunch with family camp guests and all of our programmed events. But one of the things that it's become really popular for is our team building programs. And so Mount Hermon has a history of doing team building. I think the oldest record I could see of team building programs was 1988 at Mount Hermon, but it very well could have been existent before that. But our team building programs are where we invite people to come in, and we basically program an intentional education experience for them using games, activities, the challenge courses. And what we get to do is we get to present an activity, gently lead people through the activity, and then ask them reflective questions at the end of the activity. And what's so amazing about this to me is that we are seeing hundreds and now thousands of people come to Mount Hermon hungry to be led and instructed by our Christian staff, which is absolutely amazing. The kinds of groups that we've been able to work with, even just this summer, we've had Google out here, Facebook, Apple. I worked with the San Francisco Utility District last week. Driscoll Strawberries has been out here, like just this summer. So all of these companies, all of these organizations recognize that they need to know how to work with people better. They need to, learn how to function together better as a team. And they're willing to come to us as a Christian organization and get faith-based instruction in how to run their companies, which is amazing. So when I think about the trickle-down effect that we're getting to have by working with managers from these huge corporations, it's absolutely amazing the impact that Mount Hermon is having in Silicon Valley and beyond. This time of year, we transition our team building program here really starting in about 2 weeks to work almost exclusively with school groups as the school season kicks off. So just looking at our reservation calendar last night, we have only 2 open days in the entire month of September. Every single day we have some sort of corporate group or school group out here every single day, pretty much for the whole month of September, except for 2 days. So it's a couple Tuesdays. If you want to squeeze in, you can still get in. But these are just, again, just kind of a representation of some of the groups that we've worked with. One in particular I wanted to share with you is this organization called Gilead Sciences. And this was a really neat organization, neat story, where the owner of this company, so what Gilead Sciences does is they do medical research, and they do medical research specifically for tricky, non-glamorous kinds of problems. So they're not developing drugs that you see on the evening news commercial time. They're developing drugs for people in third world countries or for cancer patients, and really what they specialize in is how can they take someone that has to take this huge host of drugs and how can they synthesize that down into one easy to administer dosage. So they're working on a lot of really interesting problems. The owner of this particular company, he had come out on the Canopy Tour. Again, he had searched for it online and had come out with his son, and he had had that whole experience where he got out and his eyes got big, and he said, "What is this place? What do we do here? What is, oh my goodness." And so through the course of the Canopy Tour, not only was he learning about the trees and that sort of thing, but he was learning about Mount Hermon and about the other ways that he could come back here and interact with this ministry. One of the things that he was told on that was that we do team building programs for all sorts of different companies and events. And so he started a conversation with our team building department about bringing out his leadership team. And so he brought out 40 of his basically team leaders from all over the planet. It was the first time that they had done an international retreat all together in the Bay Area. And the first thing that they did, the people got off the plane, they got out on airport transporters, they showed up at Mount Hermon. It was that important to him to get his people to Mount Hermon to receive the team building program that we collaborated, worked with him to prepare. That was the first thing that they did, which was absolutely amazing. And so now over the course of the next probably 3 to 5 years, those teams, each one of those people that came, those 40 people that came, they run a division of 100 people all over the planet. And as they're able, over the course of the next 3 or 4 years, all of those employees are going to be coming to Mount Hermon for these team building programs, which is absolutely amazing. When we, on the backside of this particular day, when we were just kind of talking with them a little bit more about, why did you choose to come here? There's plenty of people that are doing organizational development or corporate team building in the Bay Area. Why did you come here? He said, "Well, I saw that you were a faith-based organization, and my company is not a faith-based company, but we're out there to help people. We want to make the world a better place." we saw that you guys, you know, claimed to be Christian, and it was authentic, and it was in alignment with how your staff actually treated us, with the program that we got, and with what you're trying to do. So we see that you guys are trying to make the world a better place. We're trying to make the world a better place. We want to do that together. So again, even though, you know, he doesn't necessarily believe yet, you know, he sees that there's something that we're doing here that's important, something that's valuable, something that transforms lives. So I would just like to, again, thank you guys for being a part of this ministry. And when I say this ministry, I hope that you can see that we do family camps, we do youth programming, we do those things extremely well. This stuff you might not see unless you actually come yourself, but this is happening in the margins, so to speak. But again, we're touching thousands of people's lives, and we're introducing more and more people to the story of Mount Hermon and to the story of Christ each and every week, each and every month. And I would appreciate and enjoy your prayers, especially as we go into the September season. Like I said, we work with thousands of kids, educators, school administrators, and it's such a powerful thing that we get to do to speak the love of Christ into these kids' lives as they start the school year to help them set them up for success. So we would just really appreciate your prayers as we go into September. Thank you.